So I'm just reading this Jeff Duncan article that he's just put out. This is great, right? So I'll quote. After an off-season of rest and relaxation, his batteries sufficiently recharged, he was ready and eager to get back in the game, and he was open to returning to New Orleans. You know how I know? He told me multiple times. He said the same thing to others in his inner circle, and I'm sure he let the Saints know too. But he also knew the Saints had a head coach, someone he liked and respected. Peyton wants nothing more than for Allen and the Saints to succeed. I think Jeff Duncan's going to bat for him a little bit too hard, in my liking.
A little bit.
Oh, hi, Jason.
Did you read the article he just put out, Jason?
No, I did not.
It's pretty insane. Like, it's like Sean Payton. It is Payton one of one, is what it sounds like.
It's exactly what it is.
Another reason why I'm blocked.
It's almost as if it was written by Sean Payton.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's not going to endear him to Saints fans anymore, is it?
I mean, I can't say he was endeared to Saints fans anyway.
Is Payton going to get him a job in Denver? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, just replace Mr. Albright, right? What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on this emergency instant reaction podcast. We'll talk about what's been on everybody's mind the last few weeks. It finally happened. Sean Payton has finally got a job someplace else. So we will get back to our regular show next week when we'll do the Super Bowl preview and pick-ups, maybe do a little gambling prep for all the Super Bowl prop bets. But in the meantime, only one thing to talk about. So with us today, we've got Wesley and James. You boys happy that it's over?
Oh, yes.
I mean, so much crap has been coming out the last couple of weeks. I just kind of like mute it. Like, I don't care who says what. Now this team's interviewing. He's going for second interview, eighth interview. Just haven't given a shit. Just like when it happens, I'll be good. And sure enough, yesterday the news came out that Denver is the place to be. So I know there was a lot of chatter from one of the Denver media guys saying there's no way it's going to be Peyton. But at the end of the day, the owners with the deepest pockets and who have already committed to Russell Wilson needed to fix Wilson because they're kind of stuck with him. So it really made sense for that to be the landing spot, though now he's got to go up against Mahomes and Herbert twice a year or four times combined. But yeah, he finally goes. So we get the 29th overall pick in the first round this year. We get a second rounder next year, and we give up a third round pick because the Saints love tossing in some of their own picks to sweep deals. It happens all the time. So a lot of reactions, some positive, some negative. Where do you guys kind of stand on everything? I mean, I'll say, look, I'm fine with what we got. The Saints really didn't have a ton of leverage, I don't think. And they didn't want this hanging around the team for another season. So I'm glad it's over with, and I'm okay with what they got.
So I think I'd always said that whenever this was over, whatever the compensation was, I'm just ready to move on. Okay, let's do some mock drafts. Let's keep going. But I've kind of reflected on that the last 24 hours. And one, I'll say that very few teams that have their coach quit the job get any compensation back for their coach quitting. So I think that we're lucky with some of the decisions that we made and places that our leadership has put our franchise in that we're getting those two draft picks back. The other thing that I kind of, again, Jason, we can't have this holding over the team's head. Whatever you think about Dennis Allen, we're committed to him. So let's give him the best opportunity to do the job. Sean Payton being brought up every single week isn't good for his job. or his performance or mindset or any of that. And then just kind of the other thing I thought of. So let's say that, and this is what really brought it home for me today. So if we had fired Dennis Allen a couple weeks ago, let's say if we fired him and right the day he got fired, which we're all would be happy about, the, I'm just making up a team, but the Raiders said, we need draft capital. Josh McDaniels is available, or the Raider or the you know, Sean McVay is available, just some sort of decent coach. And we've been like, wow, it'd be cool to have that coach. We would be pissed if we made the trade that the Broncos trade made for any coach in the league. Even if we made it for Sean Payton, if we made it for Bill Belichick, we'd be like, he's a freaking coach. What are you doing giving up a first round draft pick? Like, we would all like, and again, a lot of Denver fans and media just can't believe that they're trade the position they're in, that they're trading picks.
I don't know that I'd be upset with it.
I think that I'd say that I'm okay because it's Sean Payton, because we know him over the last 16 years. But any coach that I don't know that well, that the coverage had been, you know, Sean McVay wanted to quit last year, and you know, Sean McVay just did a system like this, and I don't know. I think that we'd all find the negatives and be like, why are we paying for this coach?
But I think if we were Denver fans and we just sat through the season we sat through with getting Russell Wilson, him looking like shit, Hacken looking like shit, and if you look at the history of coach trades, Parcells, Belichick, I mean, Gruden, you could say didn't work out, but two out of three worked out. I'd be thrilled to get a guy, because if I'm a Denver fan, I know we're stuck with Wilson for 2 to 3 years at least, and you have to fix him.
That's the thing that I've said through all of this, is that Denver, I mean, and now everybody will say, like, Denver does have an escape clause after this year to get rid of Russell Wilson. They also have to eat $50 million. I mean, so don't call that an escape plan, because that doesn't make sense, because you're making your team suck for 4 years in order to get rid of the quarterback. It's a way better option for them to make him work. And I think Sean Payton can fix Russell Wilson way easier than he can fix Kyler Murray. I think he could do well with both of them, but I'm sorry, Russell Wilson's arm right now is more lively than Breeze's was the last 4 years here. And I think he's going to do some pretty cool, exciting things with him, if Russell Wilson has the capacity to run the offense that he puts together.
Denver have got a good running back who catches the ball out of the backfield. They've got a couple of good wide receivers.
They have two elite wide receivers in Judy and Sutton.
Yeah, they've got a good defense.
They have a really good roster. I mean, yes. It'll be easy to see them winning.
Their defense is going to be good
too. Yeah. I mean, so I think that's why they were willing to part with the first round pick, because their roster is pretty good enough as it is. You throw in a coach, and look, instantly Peyton's top five coach in the league again. I mean, there's a lot of bad coaches out
there. I love that it's the AFC. I mean, it was pretty cool that Peyton, in his first thing he says is, well, now that since I'm in the AFC, we can, you know, do some practices with the Saints in the offseason. Hell yeah. That's a good, talented team on offense and defense that we can scrimmage with. I mean, all of that stuff makes sense. So, I mean, I can nitpick the conversation. I'm not a fan of us giving back a pick. I think that just doesn't make sense. Like, if we're going to give back a pick, ask for less.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, getting the first is great. Getting anything more than the first is great. And basically, we got a first and a third. Trading up from the third round to the second round costs a third. So we got a first and a third for him. And there was a couple months ago, people were saying that we weren't going to get anything for him. And then a week ago, people saying that we were going to get a third or the ninth pick overall in the draft for him. Like, nobody had any idea. Him being gone, the drama being gone, the threat of him coming back, which he wasn't going to do, being gone, is an upgrade. And we got a first round pick again, so we can get a player.
Our draft day live stream is back on.
We're back in, baby.
Right. I might pass out before.
But for me, that pick's going to be at approximately 4:45 a.m.
That's all right. You're going to take off the next day anyway.
If we stay at 29.
Jason, the first thing I said when we said that, I was like, pick 29. I'm not sure if Jason's going to be able to speak like that. You're going to have to pace yourself or go with a completely different strategy.
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to trade up anyway, right? I mean, we're not going to stay at 29. We're going to trade up because that's what we do. So, yeah, I will definitely have to pace myself.
It's a long day.
Look, I actually passed out and fell asleep during the first half of the AFC title game on Sunday. So, yeah, it'll be a long night. But, yeah, look, any kind of conversation is fine. I mean, I know there was a post on Twitter of all the recent 29th overall picks, and, yeah, they're not great. So, it's at that point, it's going to be a crapshoot. But if you can hit on a guy, you've got a cost-controlled player for 5 years. You just have to hit on it. And I would honestly love to trade back and accumulate more picks, even though that's not what we do. So I don't want to.
I mean, we're going to go into next year essentially with 3 first round picks out of the last 2 drafts. We've got to bear that in mind with Olave and Penning from this year and whoever gets picked.
So do you think does Sean poach anybody from us? I mean, I'm sure we all hope he poaches Pete, but.
I don't see that. I think that he's going to take, my mind just went blank. His offensive coordinator that got fired in San Diego
Lombardi.
I think he hires Lombardi back. That makes sense. Perfectly. Lombardi and Russell Wilson makes a lot of sense. And I can't see him like coming after Rashard. Like Denver's got a great, if he fires Denver's defensive coordinator, he's a moron. I mean, I get it. He wants to be in charge and have his people, but that guy's doing a good job.
That's Sean's way. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure we all hope that he picks Pete.
Is any of this remotely a humbling experience for Sean Payton? That, I mean, we're seeing from Duncan, the Saints, that he wanted to come back from the Saints. The Saints didn't want him back. He wanted to be a first pick of a few different teams. And we know that there's multiple teams that immediately when he said whatever, he wanted close to $20 million, they weren't interested. And then now we've got, depending on who you talk to, he's at least Denver's second pick, if not third, fourth, or fifth. Now I will say, I don't think that he was Denver's second, third, fourth, or fifth pick if it was just if all things were even. But when it came to, I have to give up a first rounder and I have to pay him $20 million, I think if everything was the same, he would have been the first pick of everybody.
Well, there were conflicting reports yesterday, weren't there, from the various
two biggest NFL insiders there.
Schefter and Rap Sheet were very differing views. I think it was Rap Sheet that said that Denver tried again to get D'Amico Ryans on Monday for a second time. They tried Harbaugh at the weekend and he said no. And then they went back to Peyton when D'Amico Ryans said he was not interested and was going to go to Houston instead. Well, so it's at least third choice according to Rap Sheet, but Schefter was like, no, it's always been Peyton. Always been Peyton.
A thing today saying that they will say 100% of the time, like those guys in those positions aren't really ever wrong. So when it's the second person puts a conflicting thing, the second person is helping someone save face. And that makes perfect sense. We know that Sean Payton has friends in the media. We know he has powerful friends in the media. And we know he's been able to get a story out there, you know, no matter how unlikely it is. And I'm pretty sure that Schefter was just doing him a favor of, I'm not going to have you look like the idiot.
Yeah. So what do you reckon was the point, or who do you rank the story came from that during the season, I think it was sometime in December, the Peyton wanted to come back to the Saints?
I think it's true.
I hate the way that Duncan
is doing nobody, including himself or Saints fans or Dennis Allen or the organization or even Sean Payton, a favor by the way he's handling this right now. But I think that Payton reached out and said, I want to come back. This is the job I want. And we said, we're not in the Sean Payton business anymore.
That's pretty interesting. If that's what happened, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I know there's a lot of drama surrounding him, but I watched the year Dennis Allen. I don't want that.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, of, you know, anybody that's, you know, a, a genius or a control freak or whatever that has all the positives that come along with him. There's negatives too. And I think that he never would have been forced out the door by Mickey Loomis or Miss B. But I think once he left and they got to look around and take a breath without him in the building, they liked what they were doing. They liked the way they felt better. And I mean, we'll sit there and talk about nobody wearing the wrong cleats and nobody being, you know, stuff like that. I mean, the different things and the attention to detail is fantastic and is great for in-game adjustments and all, but I'm sure it stresses the hell out of like every single person that has to walk down the hallway and look at them.
It cannot be fun dealing with that 24/7.
Probably not.
I think that it's a semi admission. Listen, I believe that Sean Payton had worn out himself. Like, I mean, the hours that we've heard he works and the amount of time that he spends thinking about it and designing things. I mean, he comes up with incredible stuff. I think he needed a break, but I also I think he knew that he's never going to have the control anywhere else that he had here. Yeah. Nobody's ever going to give him anywhere close to it. And I think I really wonder if he's going to, I don't think he can stick anywhere. I can't see him, whatever job he took, it's not going to be a 5-year job. He might do a great job and still get fired. Like, this is Jimmy Johnson getting fired after winning the Super Bowl. Like, I could see something like that happening. And it's not going to surprise any of us.
No. So
how awesome would that be? Seriously, 2 years from now, he leads them back, wins the Super Bowl. I did this. I fixed everything. They should have paid me more. They should have traded more for me. I'm worth everything. They did. General manager, you're fired. Get out.
You can see it.
I mean, it sounds insane because, well, when it happened to Jimmy Johnson, it was two big egos, but Jerry Jones was the moron and took it too far. I could see Peyton on this side just taking it way too far.
Yeah. So now he's gone. He was coach for 16 years, right? The most successful coach in Saints history.
Well, hold on. It's not a very long list of successful coaches.
No. It's
what
not.
Do we say? We want to say.
but he is the most successful coach in Saints history. And my question is, should he have been more successful?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underachieved.
One Super Bowl is not enough.
When you have
for Breeze. What he had.
Yeah. Yep. When you got Breeze. And you can do all that. Yeah, it's frustrating. And it's crazy to think. I mean, we're so close to really having really good shots.
Three for sure.
I mean, it's totally different if we win an 11 and we win an 18. I mean, that's really what should have happened.
Well, if we won in 18, I think he'd have gone after that, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, I think they may have come back to like defend and then left after 19.
Yeah. The thing is that Breeze probably leaves if we win in 18. So I think that Sean Payton getting the rebuild a couple years earlier maybe keeps him. So that would have been more interesting, that whole thing. Because remember when we thought Breeze was out, Sean Payton did sign an extension.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be part of like the exciting young players we had. Of course, he also thought that he had two different quarterbacks on the roster that could start in the NFL. But no, I mean, 11 is the craziest still, no matter what happened in Minnesota or anywhere else, that's the worst play for me in history that I just, I that, mean, like, because
11 hurts more than 18
because,
for me.
Because 18, I go, we win that game. And I am 80% confident we win the Super Bowl. In 11, we win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think we like have an all-time Super Bowl performance of just blowing the doors off of everybody. I mean, the Giants did not. I mean, Eli Manning admitted they were terrified of the Saints, that they had no chance of beating that team.
Yeah, they would much rather have gone to San Francisco than come to New Orleans, wouldn't they? For that title game.
So, you have to say, and again, there's some underachieving there. I mean, for sure, of what should have been and could have been.
Yeah, I mean, 18 is obviously very different, and we know the reasons why, and we don't need to rehash those. I've got to say, and we'll probably cover this when we review and preview the Super Bowl, the whinging about the plays, the Eagles catch that wasn't a catch in their title game, and then the hit on Mahomes, or you know, nobody can say anything about bad calls in a title game. just don't.
So as far as I'm concerned, you know, fuck you all. You all told us to move on. So
get over it.
Fuck you. I hope it happens to every single team. Every single team. You all deserve it. They all deserve it. That's the way I look at it. I mean, it's amazing the incompetence of the fucking NFL, man. It really is. And nothing ever changes.
Well, and again, this, I mean, we're definitely getting off of Sean Payton.
Definitely veering off.
But it's an easy fix with a company that has enough money to fix it.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
You take really smart college players who aren't going to make it in the NFL. They're 25. You wait till they're about 30 years old. You have them doing refereeing. When they turn 30, they're still athletic. They can still outrun everybody. They can still see with their own eyes without glasses. They can speak into a microphone correctly and move around the field. You make those guys full-time referees. You pay them, you know, $300,000 a year to study all year on the rules and stay in shape and be paying attention. And you get, you know, 30, 35 year old guys that are in incredible shape and know the game.
Cause
you have all the technology where somebody can buzz down at any second. We have microchips in the ball. We know if the ball is a first down. We don't need anybody to look. We don't need to pull out a chain.
You don't need fucking chains.
100%. There is a green light that comes on first down and it's automatic. You don't have to wait. You don't have to throw challenge flags. Nobody has to rush up to the line. Like, hey, so look, easy. The ball made it there. They have that technology of showing where on the field the ball went. And if it was a touchdown, and if it was a first down, when the person went out of bounds, it's all right there. And it's able to be used.
The only thing they can't do is define what a catch is.
Never.
Sorry, that went way off topic there.
But hey, to be honest, I guarantee you there's some technology that if they wanted to like have it ready in the next 18 months, they could have technology where all the wide receivers, there's a certain glove they're wearing that also has a chip in it. And you know, if the ball's hitting the ground or if they're in control, I get all that stuff's like super simple.
Yeah.
Like with the technology we have, that's not next generation.
See, for me, so, what they should do is they should make any football that hits the floor explode. Then we know. Only a gentle explosion, nothing major. Just confetti.
I was gonna say, just have a little powder come out.
No, that's the deal. When the football crosses into the end zone, the football explodes. Yes, it turns into two pom poms, and you pick it up and you shake it. Perfect. Like this.
Getting back to Payton.
Sean Payton.
Right. Do you think? I mean, I know. We're not going to watch Denver that close, but I got to think now. I mean, we were bitching that they had a lot of primetime games last year. They're going to have a lot of primetime games this year.
I think that this puts them back in because the bad record probably eliminated them, but this puts them right back to.
I mean, you know, like they're going to get that a Monday night game again, the Peyton's first game, I mean, on national TV. Do you think that.
So here we go. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Do you think that.
Kansas City, Denver. Week one, that, Thursday that night.
Denver starts getting officiated differently like the Saints have been.
Hey, I don't care.
I guess it's just kind of something to look at.
Well, hey, do they stop screwing us finally?
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
Is this what he's legally, technically been under contract to the Saints, so we had to keep treating the Saints terribly, like now that he's officially gone.
We have had a clean break. Leave us alone.
I mean, is there some sort of like ceremony we need to do at the 50 yard line or something? It's just that cleanses the place or what?
Sacrifice Tom Brady on the 50 yard line in the dome.
Hopefully, but I will watch some Denver games this next year. I want to see if he can fix him. I think he's going to do great things with Russell Wilson. I think that he can fix him. I don't see them finishing above the Chargers or the Chiefs in that division, though.
I could see them finishing ahead of the Chargers.
Man, it'll be tough because I think the Chargers will be better next year. And they had 10 wins and the Broncos had five. Like if he has a 6-game turnaround and gets them to 11 wins,
I mean, he could.
He's the greatest coach in NFL history.
I mean, you probably figure they were an 8 or 9 win team baseline. A shitty coach drops them down. A good coach brings them up. So yeah. I could easily see him winning 11 or 12.
It'd be incredible.
Plus, you know, he wants to stick it to the Chargers because that's really where he wanted to go. I see a little bit of that. So anything else on Mr. Coach Payton?
No, anything on Payton. My biggest thing is I'm glad this is over. I'm glad we can move on. I'm ready to start getting ready, prepared for the draft, and I'm glad we have a first round pick. And it's just let's put it behind us and move on, please.
Yep, I'm ready for the Saints.
We couldn't go through the 2023 season with him still sat in a studio wearing different colored ties for whatever team it is he wanted to sign for.
That's right.
Yep. Denver at the Dome in 2024.
That'll be awesome. Fun. That'll be a hot ticket.
You think he'll come out and do the Who Dat chant?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say no on that one. Do you think we unveil his Saints Hall of Fame portrait at halftime?
His statue. Put him in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely going to go in there at some point.
Think that's going to happen when he's retired.
Yeah, probably so. Could be in 3 years. Who knows?
It's not about Peyton, but I do have a final thought.
Okay, go for it.
I'll never do this again, ever, but I am at least going to say something about Tom Brady retiring. If hated him when he played for New England, hated him obviously playing for the Bucks, and until his last few years with the Bucks, I would still argue that Joe Montana was a better quarterback than him and that Tom Brady would be number two. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. The stuff he did, I mean, you there's lots of things that people will say about different quarterbacks and the offense that they were on and the team and how much they threw. The guy was incredible. He took a bunch of different teams. He played for an organization that did not believe in committing to players and just got rid of them all the time and didn't pay them. And he continued to win and then go somewhere new with a team that could not win and won again. So I think that he'll stay retired this time. Hopefully we never have to talk about this again. It seemed like it was a real thing, but he is the greatest quarterback of all time. So whether you hated him or liked him, it was definitely got you fired up to watch him play. And it was awesome that the Saints sat him down for almost the entire fourth quarter of a game in 2009 or 2008 when we went on to win the Super Bowl.
2009, yeah.
And Monday Night Football, that we sat him down and he went and sat over the bench and knew the game was over.
I mean, the Saints are one of the teams that he had the worst regular season record against. I think probably the worst. The worst regular season record. There is no doubt he is the greatest quarterback of all time. And, I'm just glad that he's going into the Hall 2 years after Drew. Sorry, it'd be a year after Drew.
A year after Drew.
So.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, that was actually a good thing about him coming back, is we didn't have to have Drew completely outshined at the quarterback ceremony, the Hall of Fame ceremony.
So on that, you've got to imagine that Drew's going to get the last speech at his Hall of Fame.
Has to. He's going to be the best player in his whoever gets elected this year. He's going to be the best.
We'll talk about that in 2026.
Yeah. Whatever. We got that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do not have any final thoughts. So with that, we will get out of here today. We'll be back in a few days with our Super Bowl preview. But until then, say goodnight, donkeys.
Goodbye, Peyton donkeys.
I totally botched that up.
So long, farewell, baby, bye-bye. And now we're leaving with tears in our hearts. We'll be back soon, so don't you cry. So long, farewell, bye-bye. So long, farewell, bye-bye. So long, farewell, bye-bye. Oh.
Thank you so very much, my friends. We're the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. We'll see you on the other side.